Blog Talk Radio.
And you're getting it live today on the air with Blog Talk on the Blog Talk Radio. We are the Pagan World Radio, a part of the PaganPublicRadio.com broadcasting network. This is our first episode of this new broadcasting inaugural event, and we're going to start with the Pagan Merchant Show. Before we start, this is one of the activities of the Order of Paladins, and we're using it as an opportunity to communicate. We will have people talking about that. We're going to reach out to the merchants. We're going to be reaching out to festival people, and we're going to be reaching out to our community in general over the next couple of weeks as part of what we do. And the quarantine just sped us up. We've been talking about doing this a while. I am going to be partnering with Pam Kelly as a general station manager, not just station manager, but organizer of the directory of Pagan Public Radio, where we want to broadcast. So if you have a podcast of any kind, let's do this very old school. I'm telling people I'm doing old school because, well, it's just easier for me right now. EdThePagan@gmail.com. You can write me, tell me what you're doing. Podcast, we'll get you on the new directory that we're building. And if you're a musician, the same thing. We'd love to play your music. And if you are a merchant, we want to interview you. And it's going to be 561-453-9948. I am going to be bringing on the host of actually Pagan Merchant Show, Neil Goodman. Are you there? Neil? Okay. We can't hear a word from Neil. Okay. There's been strain on the cell phone system, so go ahead. Neil, why don't you go ahead and we'll hang you up. Why don't you try giving us another call back in? So we'll give him another. We'll give him a call, or I can call him. Can I? So we're going to go ahead and continue. So if you are a merchant, 561-453-9948. We'll be talking about our various merchants. We're going to try this a little differently. So we're going to try a new feature. So this is the beginning of things, and everything in its own place. Oh, there he is. There we go.
For some reason.
There you go.
Hello.
I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah. It dropped me for some reason.
It does. The world is filled with inconsistencies right now. I don't know what we're going to call this time in history. And I don't know what we're going to call this time in history. The quarantine. The lockup. It depends on how it all turns out, doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And thank you. So we're going to be basically from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock Central Time, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Figure it out for the rest of yourselves. We're going to be talking with you, and we may not stay on that whole time. If we find ourselves flagging or anyone else flagging, we won't force ourselves to be boring because we're always relevant. Mm-hmm. So
yes,
we did
right.
A first show last week. And we did a first show last week, Neil, and it was great. It was like was on Pagan Tonight Radio, another member of the Public Pagan Radio Network. You want to be listening about it?
Yes,
yeah.
We did.
And it was a great show. It was amazing and everything else. And we saw the great need. And over the weekend, we talked about this. And we saw a lot more of stores go down. The stores went down now, right? That's a big thing that since the last time we talked, it was the festivals that went down. Hmm?
Oh yeah,
and then
and
the individual
things that have went down since then. So, and here in the next 30 to 60 days, it'll be interesting to see how things shake out from that. We're now on a stay-at-home advisory, and a couple of our counties are shelter in place. So, necessity workers and emergency workers and stuff is the only things that are out and about other than getting food or going to the doctors.
So they shut down pizza food delivery as well?
Nope. No. We're considered an essential service.
And, you know, it is. Pizza in these times of stress is an essential purpose. I do. I agree. But it's still a bit – people are very nervous about it. But we're not going to dwell on the coronavirus itself. We're not going to dwell on the quarantine in itself. This is one thing that our show is not about. We're not another, there's so much good information out there. We can't possibly give you good information about the virus and anything else, so pay attention to those people. But what we can give you good, really good advice is how to keep your business running through this and how to talk about business, right?
Yep.
And so
trying to make a living.
So neilshop.com is a new startup shop. You know, Neil's starting it. He's getting going. Oh, but you're working on your Facebook page first, right?
Yes.
And
the website is under construction, and it will be coming out later on, but the Go to Neil's Shop Facebook page is up and running.
Absolutely. And so this is going to be a great opportunity to watch Neil grow this over the next, you know, over the period of time, because he's going to be growing it in real time and sharing it with us. 516-453-9948. The great glorious Pam Kelly is working on getting us music. I could probably get away with importing music from Pagans tonight, but we're not going to do that. We're going to work on our framework of Pagan Public Radio and make a wider range of music available. So this is a very raw opening show. Tomorrow we got My Mystic Gems is going to come on. Marianne Kay, who is an online seller and master of customer service across the board, she's going to talk about how you can be more friendly and open.
Wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. She's agreed to be on tomorrow, and that's good. And we'll get more of it. And we'll get sponsors. You can sponsor the show. We'll talk about that if you want to sponsor the show at thepagan.gmail.com. I'm offering everybody a one-minute commercial. You can give it to me in audio. You can give me in visual at thepagan.com. But if you give us one-minute commercials, we'll run them across the network. When people ask me about the network, what do I mean? We have a combination of websites that are expanding right now, and I'm so proud of our Paladin Order of expanding them, that allows us to put out material. Like TikTok is a minute. Instagram, we like Instagram for about a minute. Make a commercial for yourself that is 1 minute and send me a copy of it, link it to me, give me a way to get access to it and permission, and we'll do it out there. But do yourself a favor today. Make yourself a 1 minute commercial. So if you do nothing else in this quarantine, make yourself a 1 minute commercial. And we'll tell you more what to do with that tomorrow, even later in the show if you ask.
Yep.
What do you think about that? It's hard to actually do a 1 minute commercial.
Yeah. It's amazing when you start timing yourself what a minute actually is when you're talking.
Absolutely.
How much you can actually put out in a minute. You know, most TV spots are 30 seconds. The big ones are a minute.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And you can make it less than 1 minute. Also,
right.
Call on us, 516-453-9948. We'll talk to you live. And if you want to, we'll give any merchant at least 10 minutes worth of their time to talk about their product.
Yep.
My friend Lawrence is doing a bunch of stuff. Lawrence Lerner, Pagan Credit Union Project, Federal Credit, Pagan Credit Union or somehow. So one of the things that our show has, if we need it, we can call in a lot of expertise. We got a lot of expertise. So we're really here to answer your particular business problems as well. So you can call in 516-453-9948. Everybody's going to go, why are you doing this? This is podcasting. But we're making a commitment to do this live broadcasting 1 o'clock Central
Every
time.
Day.
Monday through Thursday. Let's be very honest. We're business hours. On the weekend, we're going to help with the conventions. This weekend is Mystical Mind Convention. We're going to help them with some of their panels and such. And we'll have other shows. But us, Monday through Thursday, the business times, you know, 1 to 3 o'clock. Neil was talking to me. He says, like, this is a lot of time when merchants are down for the day, 2 to 4, 1 to 3. They just kind of sit around the shop anyway.
Right.
A little bit. And so this will be a great time to listen live and call in.
And some of us are at home now, so, you know.
So let's go ahead. And so last time I got some questions about, you know, about yourself. Well, and I told everybody that while you may be a new voice in the podcasting world, you're an old voice in the festival world. Ha ha ha. He's not that old.
Oh, yeah.
But you've been at this. So like everything else, you've been at this for more than 20 years. And This is probably the most devastating. You've been through some devastation. I mean, you've been through some tornadoes. You've been through flooding. I mean, you've seen some really knock out the pagan merchant aspects of things that have damaged pagan merchants who made this investment.
Over the years. We were having this discussion last night about this whole thing. And I put it to the point of, in the 21st century, when we were growing up, you always heard about them talk the Depression and the big war, World War II. This is going to be our thing that we will talk about, is during the sickness, during the quarantine, whatever they decide they want to brand this as when it's all said and done. But this is life-changing for lots and lots of people, lots and lots of businesses. This will be for the 22nd century as bad or worse than the Great Depression and World War II by the time it's all said and done.
It could be.
For the financial and other repercussions that we don't know as of yet how long and what is going to happen because of this.
So let me offer you the other side of that, too. I agree with you. I'm a member of the Extinction Rebellion, and I'm Paladin General and one of the things of Gaia. And one of the things I'm saying, do we ever – I want us to come out, be able to come out of quarantine.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question about it. I'm Ed in the box. If anyone knows me, that's a joke. That's a terrible, terrible. What do they say about Ed? Ed thinks outside of the box.
Crazy. We know.
Not yet. Lori, my lady Lori gave me a really big gift yesterday. She actually gave me a desk. We went out to a secondhand shop and we bought me a desk. Yes, of all things, she bought me a desk. And I didn't know how much I needed a desk until she bought me one. So I was at the kitchen table and things like that.
Right.
And, you know, and it's very warm and securing. But Ed in the Box is a very unusual and strange thing. Don jokingly, Lord Don, as he's known in the world, has called me Schrodinger's Ed. I know. Absolutely. And so... So one, I fill in a little bit of everybody who I am. If you're hearing this is episode one, season one of Pagan World. Is the name of this channel. It's the Pagan Merchant Show with Neil Goodman, a merchant, adventure, and festival ally, along with me, Ed the Pagan. And you know me from Pagans Tonight Radio and along with other radio projects such as Psychic Chicago Radio and Telepathic Radio over the years. And this is a new project to reach out to more people to create directories and connections because we need it. And because the online world got pushed in my direction when I was ready to go out and see it. That's the biggest thing. So, and I got very fortunate. I was able to go out to Kansas City and do the Heartland Spirit Alliance's Health and Wellness Festival right before everything closed down. And everybody who is following me on my Facebook page knows the harrowing adventures of Ed of getting out and the really great support by his friends, Neil, Jane, JJ, and Darcy, who kind of kept me out there and let me learn a lot more about what's happening out there. I was able to get a real feel for it, of being what it feels like to be outside that system. And then I came back here. Lori and Don made me very happy. They gave me a very good consolation. My daughter, I know she's safe, and Marianne and my son, they're safe. So I have to accept that I'm in a box.
Well, you know, you were planning on going to the world, and now the world came to you. So, you know, the universe works in strange and mysterious ways.
And this was your startup year, and it still is a startup deal for Neil's shop. Let's talk about that a little bit. This is your startup year.
Yes, this is me venturing out on my own again. And starting to rebuild the business this year. And I was planning on running a limited show schedule and everything this year. So this has even made it a more limited show schedule. So we're having a radio show instead of being out on the road.
And
talking to other merchants. Talking to the other merchants and stuff, which is what we do out on the road amongst ourselves, because there's lots of us that travel different areas and do different festivals during the year that we run across each other once, twice a year. Mm-hmm. It's a small world out there if you're a merchant and a festival mm-hmm. goer, because all the merchants, all the speakers and bands, all the people on the road and on the circuit all cross mm-hmm. paths together, because we're all in the same circuit. Not every show, not every festival, but we run across each other, and most of us have known each other for years because of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a matter of
yeah.
we're the only ones to go out there and do this crazy stuff.
Absolutely, and I 516-453-9948. I know you're going to get sick of me telling you this, but I know how this works. No, I agree with you, and I fell in love with it. I was really ready to get back with it. So a little bit about me and Neil. I'm so grateful to be working with him, and then to have him be able to create a show on these networks, on especially on this, what is going to become a 24 hours, 7 days a week. People don't understand the difference about what's about to happen. And I really want you to call in. If you want to do a show, you want to do anything, call me. Come to me at edthepagan@gmail.com. I'll be answering. I know I have a little bit of a backup, but I'll be answering them because, wow, I've got a desk. And I'm living in a box. So see how that works. And shockingly, this may sound terrible to some people, but I'm a paladin, and we've got actually – we have people prepared and acting already in this crisis. And people always go to me and go, what do you mean? Do you think about crises? Yes, I do. And I actually think about it. I'm an eschatologist. I'm one of the leading people in the world who knows how the world can end. Not that it will. I don't want it to, but how it can. But you're out on the festival. So now you're trapped up and you're beginning to build yourself a thing. So what are you finding are your first challenges in becoming an online merchant?
Hmm? Learning and navigating something that I've never done much more than Facebook in. And
right.
just learning the new systems, getting all the software in place to get everything built and going into all the sites and signing up. I already purchased the domain name. It's actually going in and getting the website and credit card access and everything else that is now starting to come into play, and getting merchandise.
So if you want to help and volunteer, do not try to get Neil to get two payments. I'm not going to allow that right now. But if you want to volunteer, edthepagan@gmail.com. You can give out your email too if you want to. But if you want to help Neil with this, he could really, you know, we're in this together. If you know how to build websites and you're willing to build some good karma, you know, check out with us. If you want to help any of it, I've got like more people we want to help. edthepagan@gmail.com. We actually have an effective team. You actually got introduced. I'm very excited to have Neil part of the Order of Paladins. He's recently, you know, become a member. It's interesting, isn't it, that there is this whole order of people. We've been kind of sitting in the background. We build things that people don't even know we do.
It's amazing. It's like the people that come up, I would love to do this. Yeah, but you don't see any of the backbreaking work and stuff, none of the unfun stuff that it takes to get here.
and
all the pre-thinking and setup and getting everything, all the ducks in a row, so it does look this simple and easy.
So I think that's a
and all the people behind you that all the people behind you that nobody else sees that do wonderful, amazing things.
And I'm really grateful for them. I can't tell you how grateful I am for that team and that honor and that respect. And the leadership too. I mean, that they're willing to communicate with me and everything else. But people don't know my love of merchandising. Oh, excuse me. Wow. You're not supposed to do that on radio.
Right.
The age of the quarantine, right? We're going to be, we got to be realistic and authentic. In the sense of that, I really do believe in our community. I think this start. So you want to hear something really crazy. We started this year with, in the year 2020 was the year of the witch. And I still believe that's true. So I can offer counter it as an Extinction Rebellion. I'm a member of the Extinction Rebellion. Having dolphins in the Venice and having the world actually clean up so far, it's just not, it's not a warning from Mother Nature. It's awakening. I mean, I don't want to, see, the problem is I'm greedy. Let me tell you, and you're greedy too. Everybody's greedy. I want my travel back. I want to go meet people. I already know how much this has like been that. This is the God Emperor of Doom's lesson of shutting us down and making us want to be even more with people that we love. I mean, I had an opportunity to stay in Kansas. I mean, we raced out of Kansas. And I was right about how little time I had.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm glad we got you out on Monday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 1 week ago today, I'm 7 days into my quarantine with Lori and Don. And, And the idea of it. So, but I was very grateful to get there because I got to see JJ with his VR. We need VR people. Volunteer at thepagan@gmail.com. And we got a chance to talk to Neil. And Neil and I, so we have a plan with this. Let's go ahead and tell you our plan because you know me. I'm pretty transparent. As you know, before all of this happened, and I've got some Aquarius just closed down for the season. I've got a really great interview with Barbara that we're going to show. We came in there. And I came in because I love the Kansas community. I love Heartland Spiritual Alliance and their community. Me and Neil became friends probably it was in 2012 when I started doing the travel of the festival circuits, being a smug all-urban person. I didn't want to do it.
Wow.
You know, I kind of like, okay. I was pretty smug. I'd done a few festivals, but I did 14 festivals in that year and another 6 or 7 the next year. And one of the people I kept running into was Neil. And Neil was always honest, friendly, and authentic.
I tried to be.
You've been at this. So how many years have you been at this? So let's go ahead and talk a little bit. You've been at this for a long time, right?
I started in 97, going out on the road helping merchants. And I started going to festivals in 94 and 95 was my first festival.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit Gaia.
Gotcha.
That going to festivals is what got me on the road to starting to work with other merchants and then striking out on my own and doing all of that. Makes me feel old after all these years.
So you often mention the endless summer. I love that phrase.
Yes. What I do for a living. I chase the endless summer. I start in the south. I work my way north and then wind up back in the south again.
Mm-hmm.
Before the crash, I started the third or fourth weekend in March at the Ren Faire in just outside Oklahoma City, and I finished my year in Florida at Para Lounge Drum and Dance Festival the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Wow. And then you work on the winter to get restocked yourself. So,
right. And recover.
Let's go ahead and tell. So let's take economic downturn piece one. Why do we need you? If you're a merchant, please feel free. I mean, we really are wanting to help you because we understand this. I'm going to give you the number again, 516-453-9948. If you're hearing this in the archives, which you will be, or iTunes, which will be up shortly, we need everything. If you want your songs played on here, check out. Pam Kelly is going to help us with that. If you want your business on here, we'll interview you. Send us a one-minute commercial. We're in this for the long haul. Remember, I know it feels so immediate right now. We're like 7 days into it. But we're going to have to do this for a while. We're not going anywhere for a while.
Yes, that's very true.
And so me and Neil have made this commitment. As long as you have an interest in us, and we'll keep on for a while, we may not be on every day. But let me go ahead and say that if we don't have a reason to go on, and I have other content. But Pagan World will have content on a regular basis, Pagan Tonight Radio. That's what my best skill is. And then I really want to help the merchants, and I could not do this alone. That's why I'm so grateful to have Neil on board with me. Because I want to talk to our strengths. And right now, the vulnerability of the merchants is that I've come to understand it. Neil's going to explain this a little bit. Is they're in the most dangerous spot of the year for them, for this to have happened to them. Is that correct? Would you agree with that?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And
everybody has started buying their stock for the year. Everybody has all their merchanting fees, all their entry fees. All the money has went out the door. Now we're starting to wait to reap some of the benefits as we start the beginning of the year shows to start bringing back money back in to spend back around, but that's not happening. So everybody has put out all this money that you don't have capital to work on or live on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and a lot of that money is, you know, depending on the shows that have been canceled, you know, you may not get your money back. It may be transferred to the following year. It may be 6 months before they get around to refunding everything. So everybody is sitting in a not really fun place of having all their available cash is out and nothing coming back in to fill the coffers. And the bills go on. Your rent's still due. The electric company still wants their money. You still have to put food on the table. You have to do all the things that is called being human and being alive. You try to take care of you and your family.
And so people say, well, so what? If the merchants go away, the festivals won't be hurt. But this will dramatically – if merchants go away – if they aren't able to survive this, doesn't that really hurt the festival circuit?
Yes, because we are just a big of a draw to come shop on Vendors and Merchants Row as any of the guest speakers, any of the bands, anything else. We bring heads through the door to come shop.
Can you actually put more for that, right? It's not like the merchants get a special deal. They actually pay more for their – you have to pay for both admission and merchant fees.
And merchant fees. And in some places, insurance. And
so,
electricity and other fees that go on top of it depending on what you want and need that people don't see.
And because you buy the membership, because you buy these services, because it is, it gives to the coffers of the festival – so they can do a better
more
job.
More money to work with. Yes.
And merchants
means that
tend
means
to get the money.
More porta-potties. There's more trash. They can bring more expensive guests, more expensive vans in. If there is 25 vendors, you can count every vendor, two heads per vendor. So you're talking 50 paid admissions into an event, just the merchants bring in that send into the event, besides the money they spend on their booth rental for being there, which is a pretty good chunk when you start talking about some of these festivals are $100+ at a whack, and there's no difference between us and any other paid gate admission in. So, yeah, we are one of the driving engines of the festival.
Right, and that's important for people to understand. I don't think people really understand that so much as they should. In fact, I think I hate the negativity towards merchants. Pagan Pride events would not exist without the merchants. Literally, they wouldn't. St. Louis Pagan Pagan was just canceled, would not exist without the merchants.
That who pays the bill for their free event.
Yeah, absolutely. And so many people don't realize. Yeah. And so many of these festivals pay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Neil.
That's who Pagan Pride Days. That's how they create and revenue for the community to have this nice free event in the park or the one here in Kansas City. One of them is held in the farmer's market in Mission, Kansas. And it's a nice enclosed pole barn, feature any of the major farmer's markets. So it's a big enclosed pole barn. That's what they pay the rental fee. And all the other fees is the money they bring in off the merchants that are there for the day. That's what makes it go. It's their way of giving back to the community.
And it doesn't matter if you're a weekend warrior, a handcrafter, or a more professional merchant, or a Keystone merchant such as Neil Shop. Now, you're a Keystone merchant, I would call you. You're one of the largest tents, and you buy one of the biggest spots. And
most places, I am considered a cornerstone.
And so Neil Shop does. Go ahead.
Usually means I go in the center or one of the ends, just like all the shopping malls. They put the big retailers on either end and in the middle, and they fill in everybody else in between to drive traffic.
Absolutely. And one of the things you do better than anyone else, I think, is that, one, you sell quality goods. The goods you buy, you see, you mentioned it in the last show, and I think it's very interesting. There's two things about the goods you sell. One, you see people at the final fire, the big bonfire, wearing your goods, feeling really good about what it is. And you also have other people who are wearing your goods that they bought years, even a decade before, because they're such high quality.
Yeah.
Right?
And I try to source and get the best quality merchandise I can. Some of the suppliers I work with, you know, it's like this. No, I am not somebody that comes in, sells their stuff, and then leaves. You know, I'm not some of the big box retailers that imports things in that are junk and they know is junk from the beginning because they're going to come back to you because there's nowhere else. I have to keep going back to these people for years. These are my customers. I can't sell them an inferior or a less of a product. I try to sell them the best quality product I can source and get my hands on.
And I'm going to talk to all the big, hairy, big men who say it. And I'm one of them. I was one of them. So Neil and a friend of ours got me, Loretta, I think you'd say it, got me into my first sarong. Yep, 2012. I didn't want to get a sarong. Heartland was one of the first vessels I was doing. I was a reporter there. Check it on Daily Spell. It's one of the probably still one of the best reviews I've ever given because it was so honest and truthful. And not that all of them weren't, but they gave me a lot to work with. So Heartland Pagan Festival, we're praying we're going to be there. Pray the virus away. And 10 o'clock every night, I guess we're lighting 10 o'clock, I guess, Eastern. Check it out. Find it online. We're going to be talking. People are lighting candles. But one of the things I think that people – haven't understood, and actually I've avoided actually talking about the thing we're going to do at the show over the long run, that when you do this sort of thing, you've done it for a long time, is that you get these big hairy guys who said, I would never wear a sarong. And about 2 days in, 3 days in, you talk about this. Can you talk about that moment that you really helped, not women or anyone else, but men, straight, happy men, whose wives have dragged them to the festival?
It's the ones that know, I've lived in these jeans. It's 100 degrees out here, and it's probably 50% humidity or better, and they're just dying. And it's like, no, mm-hmm. put a sarong on. Okay, if I have to, yes, that's why I have some of the camouflaged ones. Yes, that's why I try to get the ones with the dragons and the skulls and the other things. The basic black, it's cotton, it's rayon, it's going to be more airy than those jeans are. You're going to feel a lot better, and no, you're not going to look like a doofus in it. Just try it on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how many of them, it's like, oh, wow, yeah, okay, this does work. And it's like, look around. You have been looking around. That's one of the reasons you're back here, is you see all these, what you would consider a manly man, running around in a sarong. Because
mm-hmm.
it's more comfortable. And it's
absolutely
a lot more easier and a lot more cooler than anything else you have.
So, absolutely. And you do utility kilts too, right?
Yes. I do got kilts. I have got kilts in my shop.
And you explained this to me. There's a very big difference.
Is basically it is a brand, but it is a brand name, just like you were talking about Q-tips or Vaseline. No, that's petroleum
right.
jelly, and those are cotton swabs. It's
right.
all in the name. It
and
is
these
just
are
a brand name that everybody has got to say that that's what it is. Technically, they're all what they call a modern kilt.
Gotcha.
That's what they all are, even though everybody refers to them as utility kilts. They're not all
mm-hmm.
utility kilts. There's several different
major
manufacturers and brands.
So it's an idea of a nondescript kilt, meaning it doesn't have a tartan on it. It has pockets and other things.
And it has the pockets. Yes. Yep.
And, of course,
exactly.
Everybody knows the difference between a kilt and a skirt, which is okay. You can wear a skirt, too. But isn't it panties? Are you wearing underwear? If you're wearing underwear, it's
right.
a skirt. If you don't, it's a kilt.
It's a skirt.
Hmm?
Kilt, yes. Uh-huh.
I know. That's a terrible thing to say.
And I kilt the last one that called it a skirt. Oh.
Mm-hmm. But you offer a way into it. So, okay, at this point in the show, we would be playing some one-minute commercials right now, or your song if you want us to play your music. You have to give us special permission to play your music. So if you know Pam Kelly, one of the leading people in Pagan Radio, and who's helping us in this Pagan emergency broadcasting, we're going to be developing more networks than you can imagine. I want you to understand we're building something that's going to be 10 times stronger coming out of this. And there's some amazing people on it, just like Neil's being amazing with us with the merchants. And it gives all an inside version. We're about to take you into the merchant world like in a way I don't think anyone's ever tried before. I don't think people understand the Pagan merchant culture. I've been talking about it for years, but the merchants, let me be honest with you, they're very humble people. They don't want to talk about their business. They don't want to talk about it. They just want to make sure that everybody has a good time on it.
We're a small and dying breed. There's very few of us over the years that has stayed. I am one
mm-hmm.
of the younger merchants that's actually out on the road today. And I don't exactly understand why, but there are a few younger ones, but they're more regional and weekend warriors than they are actually out on the road and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess that's a part of it. And if the merchants go away, the festival would be much sorer for it. It would be much lesser for it. I think I really do. So do you feel, so some of the festivals respect the merchants and some of them don't. Do you feel like the merchants should be more respected for what they do? I do. I mean, let me go ahead and say it right out, folks. So I'm not trying to put Neil on the spot. I absolutely feel like merchants are more disrespected than they should be. Okay. But how about you, Neil? But you're much more ground level. You deal with these festival people.
There are some that understand, and then there's others that have promoters that's paying me my money.
That's right.
And,
I guess that's true. Huh?
Right. They're just like people. There's good people. There's gray people. And then there's some black people out there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And how they approach everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them, it is a business, cut and dried. This is what the contract says. This is what this says. This is what this says. Not that there's no wiggle room. There's no gray room. There's no compassion and empathy for another human being and whatever problems or whatever has arose or came up.
Right. That makes sense. And it's going to be always true. So out there, we want our festival to survive. If you're a merchant out there and you can give us a call, we'll be back on tomorrow at 1 o'clock Central Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Time. I guess I would make it 11 o'clock Pacific.
Yep.
3 hours back. And and this is Pagan World Radio, so it means it's not like we don't have people out there from the Philippines, hi, Rolando, or Iblis out in Spain, or, you know, Anna out in UK, or Rain out in there. We have a lot of people out there. And if you want to join the volunteer army or the volunteer forces, just write at thepagan@gmail.com. We'll put it into you. Or you can go on to Discord right now, where a lot of groups are running Discord, and we have the Paladin Order and the Corellian Tradition. So let me go ahead and talk a little bit about the dangers of things that might happen. I want you guys to start taking telephone numbers down, get them off your phone, write them down, put them on a piece of paper, write them down. We could have things where entire memory losses happen. We don't know what we're going into. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to do anything else. I'm trying to give you some really smart preventative measures. Write down all the cell phones, all the numbers on your telephone onto a piece of paper. And find alternative ways to communicate other than Facebook. And I love Facebook. Don't get me wrong. I love Facebook on a personal level. Yesterday I saw it crash for the first time. And I'm hearing Zuckerberg saying it's going to crash. And Netflix is having problems. So the internet's being strained. So go ahead and get the phone numbers and possibly even the addresses of people that you love and make sure that you have them offline. We've gotten pretty lazy about that. I can't tell you I remember a lot of phone numbers. Hmm?
Yeah.
Just don't.
Yeah.
I went through it yesterday.
No,
I did this
don't have to.
Yesterday. Right. You don't have to.
Everybody has got lazy and complacent.
So,
well, I have a phone. That's what the phone is for.
Right.
It's a mini computer in your hand. It's Star Trek, you know?
It is, isn't it? I mean, it's a studio. We're talking about this. It's a studio. It's a radio broadcast. I'm using my laptop and my phone to broadcast to lots and lots of people this first show. Yeah. And you have your shop, and then at times you may even do a runway show with Neil's shop. I'm looking forward to that. So that's one of the things. So you want to know where we're going to take Neil's shop. We are hoping. So as you know, I began this whole thing with creating over-the-top internet networks, meaning I want to build a reality show on create broadcasting, Netflix, Gaia.com, or the cable, Bravo, and everything else. The very thing that you're looking for, entertainment, we were a year away from building more of it, and we're jumping right into it now. But, yeah, we would love to go to, like, the festivals and just have you be able to see people trying on and seeing the wares that are out there. And you can go, yeah, I like that. So we're going to – and we're going
to the shop and play dress-up. That's what we're there for.
So do people do that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, they do. There are lots of people that will come in and do that. You have everything from the people that I got this to the people that want you to help them. Because you've got everything from customers of mine that know what they're doing. They start their piles. They go underneath my table and start a pile of stuff that they're going to come back and get later on.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody knows something. There's certain items and certain things I've got one, two, maybe three of, and that is it. So they come in, they shop early, they shop late, and they shop during the festival because it's, blah, blah, blah ritual is tonight. I have to have the color red tonight, or it's the voodoo rituals tonight. I have to have something white. Or whatever the case may be. Oh, we decided to get hand fastened. I need a besom. I need, so I've had a lot of strange requests come in. It's like, well, sometimes I can provide, and sometimes, no, I can't provide that.
I got you.
Beyond my
so,
range right at the minute.
So let me go ahead and 516. 453-9948. Unless somebody calls in, we're probably going to end the show at the top of the hour. We're still like 15 minutes away. And Pagan, and if you're a merchant, we really need to help you. People don't know what's coming. We're going to be out for a couple of weeks. This is just the first day. So one of the energies I want people out there is get ready for the long haul. And everybody knows my statement. We overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in a decade. We have an amazing decade ahead of us. We have the first real crack in our society. In 2020, there's – just understand, the world's changed. No matter how we work this, the world's changed.
It will never be the way it was before. No. This is this is a world-changing event. Back to, like I said, World War II, the Great Depression, they changed the face of – the world, and this, by the time it's all said and done, is going to do the same thing.
So I've lived through three of these. This is my third one that I really feel like is that significant. The oil embargo. The oil embargo of the 70s.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Took away all the jobs from the teenagers. We went from a culture where teenagers worked to teenagers didn't work anymore because of the stagflation and the oil price crisis. 9/11, there's no question that 9/11 was a tremendous impact.
Yes.
Yes, it was. But I think this one is deeper than both of those. I think this one, because it's psychological, I think it's deeply mental. With the stagflation of the 70s and Jimmy Carter and the Iran hostage situation and all of that.
Right.
You can still
and
function.
The gas lines. Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was awful.
Even 9/11 was awful, and there were deaths and everything, but not on the scale of it devastated New York City. This is devastating the country.
So one of the things I remember from 9/11, I think I remember 9/11 was the silence of the air. How long? It took a couple of days before we allowed planes to go back into the air. But it was the lack of planes and seeing my downtown Chicago blacked out. And I take a daily walk now. I really do. I take a daily walk. I've always walked. Everybody who knows me knows I walk. Festivals, I walk. I'm a walker. That's how I get my health in check. But to walk empty streets is really frightening to me. It's really scary. I walked empty towns, Hoopston, Illinois, empty town. I walk that all the time. It's just so creepy sometimes. Other places. But at the same time, I walk festivals. Oh, my God. Everybody knows me. They see me walking one end to the other. I love to walk. But it is kind of creepy not to be able to walk and get close to people, and people who see you, you know, we kind of avoid each other and how empty the streets of a major city are. It's scary.
I had a good friend of mine talk about that she lives about three blocks away from the gas station convenience store, and she walked down to get a pack of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And how people that were, she loved the neighborhood, were friendly, outgoing, and everything, and people crossed the street to stay away from you. People were grabbing their children and moving them inside as they walked past, and all of that, it's the fear that is running rampant out there that is causing some of the crazy things. You know, shortage of toilet paper, shortage of hand sanitizer. Some of the mentality that is out there right now is actually more scary than the actual event.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's go ahead and talk about what's going to happen with the show today. So this is our first broadcast. We're going to keep it shorter today. I think we've 561-453-9948. People didn't know if it was going to come, when we're going to come on, how we're going to come on. We did this experimentation. Tomorrow, My Mystic Gems is coming on. And later this week, MyMysticGems.com, a beautiful creator of crystalline art. So check it out, MyMysticGems.com. We're really here for you as merchants. So if you come forward, I got some interviews. We'll go on the At the Pagan Show. And if you want, a new book has come out, The Discovery Tarot, with StephanieLeonNeal.com. Go to StephanieNeal.com. Yes, let's try it one more time. StephanieLeonNeal.com. And it's NEAL.com, not Neil, is NEIL.com, which is at Neil's shop.
Right.
And you can check it on Facebook.
Right.
We're planning to have them. And
you can contact me and message me on that.
Can you? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
If you want to be on the show, contact me or contact Neil. Neil will work on it. And we were going to have more people this week. We're in this for the long haul, folks. We really do give a damn about how this comes out. I really want the festival culture to survive. Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be smaller.
Yes,
maybe it'll be more cautious. I don't know. Doesn't survive unless we help the merchants right now. So if you're a merchant, 1 minute commercial, talk to us about doing a show with us. We can talk your product, right? And contact us at the Pagan, or you can contact Neil directly. We're going to help you. And it's not just me and Neil. We have a whole team of paladins who are helping us with a lot of projects. So we're going to be able to help you communicate. And if you are somebody who really wants to do help and you're not a merchant, but say a website builder, come and contact us too. We really could use some people that are dealt WordPress. I especially feel like I need people who understand some very simple Shopify, BigCommerce, any of that. If you guys want to come board and help us, we're looking at that. If you know WordPress, we're looking for help with WordPress. If you know Slack or some of the project management systems, contact us. You know, if you're bored, contact us. If you want to create a permanent structure out of this, to contact us. But most importantly, if you want to do some shopping, listen to us and we'll give you some merchants. Not only will you help them, they'll give you some really amazing products.
We're putting together list of merchants and festival sites and all of the above for access, so you can find what is going on near you or maybe far from you, if that's where you want to go. So stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. We're going to go on for five more minutes, 516-453-9948. And everybody says, you're going to be on for 2 hours. Nope. I'm a smart man. I know how this works. This is not my first time at the rodeo.
Yep.
I've been at Pagan Radio for, oh my God, I don't want to even talk about it. In 2023, it'll be 30 years. How's that? Or, no, 2021. Wow, 2021, I'll be at radio for 30 years.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I feel, this makes me feel old.
Yep.
So if you want to become a merchant, this is a good time for you to begin trying to practice some things. Some flipping economy. You can flip products at that. Take an hand source. Some of them are still open. Some are not.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can look at products and things like that. We'll talk to you more about it. So today's step is, I don't care what else we said, make a one-minute commercial. Make it for Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and it can be audio or it can be video. If you send us your minute at thepagan@gmail.com, we will play it either on our radio show or we've got other networks. We've got probably a network right around 250,000 people that are very, very active. And so we're going to be passing that around. And we're trying to hope to expand that as we're going on. If you're a merchant at the festivals, you know, we want to hear from you. If you're a merchant, period, the shops are shut down. We want to hear from you.
Remember the old adage, if it's underneath the table, send in a tote. Nobody can see it. Nobody can buy it. If you don't have it out there, folks, nobody can buy.
That's interesting. So what's the internet equivalent of that? If it's under the table, if it's in your house, and you're not telling us about it, right?
That's right. If it's not on the web, you're not telling people about it. If it's not being seen, it can't be sold or gotten rid of.
That's fascinating. That's true. I mean, we say that all the time in the retail shops. If it's not on the shelf, it can't be sold. It's an interesting axiom of merchandising. And if for folks, we're looking at forming the order of merchants. If you are interested in the ideology of it, you should join us. We're working on that as well. We'll be back here tomorrow at 1 o'clock Central Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Time. And we'll have more
gems,
guests.
Right?
Yeah, no, My Mystic Gems is going to join us. Marianne is, well, you can hear her on Pegasus tonight. She's a fascinating. She's done a lot of crystal web work. People don't realize we have this magical construct called the crystal web, which is a imaginative, magical, and telepathic machine that we use to conduct energy. If you're feeling isolated, check out the Great Crystal Web on Facebook, also on Corellian.com. That sort of thing. But if you want to feel right now festive, you know, if you want to know, you know, contact Neil. If you know a sarong you want, he won't turn down an opportunity to help you out, find out more about merchants, and more importantly, sarongs that he has, and as he's working on it, and volunteer for our force. We're really out there. We're on Discord, our main place of Discord. You can look at it for Paladins, also Corellian Tradition. We're on Amino as a Paladin. I think it's called Paladin Space with Chad. And the number one project we're going to be talking about later, I hope for later this week, is Sir Chad Blackman is going to be talking about, is that we're also going to start storing events. I mean, we're going to start building a permanent memory system, an Akashic records for the ages, because I think this is a really dramatic moment. I don't think people know how dramatic a moment this is. Mm-hmm.
They never do during the moment. It's always afterwards in reflection that you actually see it.
And those who can act during it tend to do better. If you want us to play your music, give us permission. Talk to Pam Kelly. You all know Pam. She's going to bring us some music. We're going to do more of it. And, PaganPublicRadio.com is what we got to set to. We're going to probably change it up. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, it's blogtalkradio.com/PaganWorld. And we've got a lot of names. We've got a lot of projects being underworked. So that's where we're at today. And so we don't even have a closing for this show. We're so raw. That's right. We don't have the button to push to do so. Any last thoughts, Neil?
We'll see everybody back here tomorrow at 1 o'clock Central and 2 o'clock Eastern.
And that would make it?
That would make it
11 o'clock in California. If you're joining us from California,
11 o'clock
in
California, and yeah, it's in Mountain, yes.
And 8 p.m. if you're in the Netherlands. Hi, Chris. We want to say hi to you, too. So, yeah, and feel free to give us a call. And remember, the number is 516-453-48. If you see this on the Internet, Facebook, Instagram, or any of the other spaces, which we will broadcast on, you can ask questions there, and we will try to answer them as best we can. Don't feel like you're getting too granular. We're out there to help you. If you've got a business, talk to us. Blessed be everybody. And good night, and be safe. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Bye, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.